So we started the sugya bal tosif, and let's continue. If you have the page that I gave out for today, we're going to start with the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Yudbeis. The Rambam there addresses the case of Birchas Kohanim, and the Rambam says that Birchas Kohanim, there's an Iser bal tosif. Ram says, "Ein hakohanim rashoyim b'chol mokum lahosif bracha al shloshes hapsukim." They can't choose a bracha that they want to add to embellish the mitzvah of v'samu shmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. And the Rambam even gives examples of different brachos that a kohen might be tempted to add. And the Rambam says, "Lo b'kol ram v'lo b'lachash." Whether he adds that last bracha, that fourth bracha, out loud, or even in a quiet voice, he's not allowed to do so. Shenemar lo tosifu al hadavar v'chule. So that's what we have here in the Rambam, that even balachash, he violates bal tosif. So the Mefarshim all ask the following question. The halacha is that birchas kohanim requires kol ram. That which the Kohen whispers is not relevant to the mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. Shall we say it's not a ma'aser mitzvah? It doesn't qualify as a mitzvah Birchas Kohanim. You need B'kol Ram. And if you need B'kol Ram, why does one violate Bal Tosif by doing something that doesn't even qualify as a ma'aser mitzvah? It's not something that could integrate into the other three brachos. And you're changing the number of the bracha. If you did it with a ma'isa mitzvah called Ram Nicha, that I understand. But if you do it belachash, and that's what you'll see here on your page, that ein mevarchim also b'kol Ram, if he doesn't, speak out his bracha, it's not birchas kohanim at all. That doesn't qualify and constitute as birchas kohanim. That's not within the purview of the mitzvah. And therefore, lama ovrin the iser bal tosif. One is tempted to derive the conclusion that maybe according to the Rambam Pshita, even if you add something in a way that's not at all similar to the mitzvah itself, but since you added another number to it, you jacked up the number, that itself is tampering with the minyan of the Torah, that constitutes bal tosif. However, we could possibly answer based on the Beis Halevi. There's a very, very famous Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi himself, which is published at the end of his commentary on Chumash Breishis, is problematic. Many Achronim disagree with the Beis HaLevi. The issue is Shomer Ka'one. Normally, if you're obligated in a bracha, I can recite the bracha on your behalf. Shomer Ka'one means you hear my bracha, and you're Yotzi by hearing my bracha. Comes along the Beis HaLevi and he says, if one of the Kohanim decides that he doesn't want to make the brachas, he'll listen to the brachas of the other Kohanim. Again, I'm not talking about the Birchas HaMitzvah, that would be fine. Asher Kishonim and Sosuts, Kishosu Shalaram, and Tzivotalva. That he can be Yotzi with Shomer Kohanim. But the Etzem HaBrachas, Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, that he cannot be Yotzi vicariously when someone else recites the bracha. Why is that so? Why does the principle of Shomer Kohanim not apply? Why the exception to the rule in the case of Birchas Kohanim?
Because of the mitzvah, Kosevoruchu.
Correct. Kosevoruchu means it's got to be B'kol Ram. And B'kol Ram is something that you can do and someone else can't do it for you. The Beis HaLevi gives an example. Let's say, for example, there's a halacha of Nesias Kapayim, that he has to raise his hands. Or he gives another example. The case of what was it besides the Nesias Kapayim? Does anybody remember the second example he gave? Okay, I forgot what the second example is right now. Oh yeah, you need panim keneged panim. It's got to be face to face. So what would be if the Kohen turns his back to the Misbarchim, to those who have to receive the bracha, right? And he hears someone else's bracha.
It doesn't qualify.
It would not be Shomer Kohanim. Shomer Kohanim works on a call, on a voice, on sounds. but it doesn't work on that which requires, shall we say, the Heftah Shel Bracha in a certain way. It has to be implemented. It has to be implemented with Kol Ram. It has to be Benesias Kapayim. It has to be Banim El Banim. All these, the Beis HaLevi says, form a unit which is outside of the pale of Shomei HaKohen. And Shomei HaKohen, it doesn't apply. Who disagrees with the Beis HaLevi as far as this is concerned? There are a number of Mefarshim. The Netziv, who is the Korash Hashifa of Halajah, disagrees. The Chazon Ish disagrees. And in fact, Maisim Shahayu Kachayu, they did in fact fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim under certain conditions through Shomei HaKohen, and not like the Beis HaLevi. What was their objection to the Beis HaLevi? It was from a Sugya Masechta Sota. The Gemara in Sota establishes that Mikra Bikurim in Parshas Kitavo, when we bring our first produce to the Beis HaMikdash, and we have to recite an entire parasha, it has to be B'kol Ram.
And in Hebrew.
Yes. Well, no, I'm not sure if it has to be in Hebrew. That I don't know. I think it's Nemar B'chol Lashon, if I remember correctly. But in any event, what's relevant to us is that you require Kol Ram, and yet the halacha is that Shomei HaKohen, which is a universal principle, applies even in the case of Birchas, of Mikra Bikurim. See, according to the premise of the Beis HaLevi, there are two things that cannot be reconciled. The requirement of Kol Ram cannot be reconciled with Shomei HaKohen. It's either or. It can't be both. You can't have both at the same time. Therefore, he establishes the Beis HaLevi that when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, there's no Shomei HaKohen because it's Halach of Kol Ram. So if we apply the logic and the rule of the Beis HaLevi to the case of Mikra Bikurim, since Mikra Bikurim, like Birchas Kohanim, requires Kol Ram, Mikra Bikurim should be Mufka, should be excluded from Shomei HaKohen. And yet the Gemara establishes that Mikra Bikurim on the one hand requires Kol Ram, and on the other hand, Shomei HaKohen applies. So that's the kasha on the Beis HaLevi. Based on this Gemara in Sota, all the Mefarshim came out to assume that even when there's a din and a requirement of Kol Ram, we still apply the principle of Shomei HaKohen. And the paradigm for that is Mikra Bikurim. So I was just thinking, let's analyze this halacha of Kol Ram. And maybe we can come up with some answer, some defense, you know, for the Beis HaLevi. Is Kol Ram halacha? Let's take, for example, Birchas Kohen. Is it halacha in the relationship between the Kohen and the Mizbarchim? Meaning that unless there is Kol Ram, there's a ketzer, so to speak, some sort of detachment between the Kohen HaMavarech and the Yisrael HaMizbarech. It's got to be the Kol Ram. That which the Kohen whispers, that's not called a bracha. Because a bracha has to be conveyed or conferred on someone else. And for that, lachash is not enough. You need Kol Ram. That's one way of saying it. So it means, again, what the Kohen's obligation is in this perspective is to create a bracha the likes of which can be heard by the Mizbarech. And the requirement halachically to create such a kol is B'kol Ram. B'kol Ram, in a sense, impacts or engenders an entity of bracha which every person in the audience theoretically can grab onto. He can hook into it because it's B'kol Ram. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is that it has nothing to do with the bracha per se. The bracha per se could be balachash, but rather it has to do with the obligation of the Kohen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh him in the mitzvah of Birchas Kohen. And the halacha of Kol Ram defines the condition under which the Kohen can obtain his mitzvah of Birchas Kohen. So let's go over the two ways of understanding. One way is to say that Kol Ram is a requirement in order to create a bracha which the Mizbarchim can benefit from, so to speak. They can link into it. The other way is to say, you know, the Torah requires Kol Ram in terms of the Meisim Mitzvah. This is the Chovas Gavra. This is the way the Kohen fulfills his obligation to be a Mevarech. Those brachas that he recites for Lachash, that's not called a Meisim Bracha. He's not a Mevarech. In other words, in the second way of understanding, it's the relationship between the bracha and the Kohen HaMavarech, not the relationship between the bracha and the Yisrael HaMizbarech. So we have, you know, we have these two entities. You got the Kohen and you got the Tzibur. And in the middle you have the bracha. So one way is to say it that the problem, if it's not the Kol Ram, it's the Lachash, is in the Kohen. He's not considered the Mavarech, and therefore he hasn't discharged his obligation. The other way is to say it, no, we don't mind about the Kohen saying it belongs. What we mind is that the Kohen has not created an entity called a bracha. A bracha which the people, the Tzibur, can enjoy, can benefit from, has to be the Kol Ram. So I was thinking that maybe in this case, the Beis HaLevi is differentiating between two halachas and two mitzvahs of Kol Ram. The mitzvah of Birchas Kohenim on the one hand, and the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim on the other hand. And let me try to explain what I mean. It's a little bit of a subtle idea, and let's see if we can thrash it out. Flesh it out, as they say. I would like to suggest the following. That as far as Shomer Ka'ona is concerned, Shomer Ka'ona could operate even when there's a requirement of Kol Ram, if that requirement of Kol Ram is in the Kol. For Shimon to recite the bracha, and his recitation is for Kol Ram, Shimon has now created an entity of a bracha of a Kol Ram. If we can say it, the heft of the bracha is b'kol ram. Now, once Shimon has done so, Reuven the Kohen can be yotze by via shomer kohane, because through shomer kohane he picks up a relationship to that kol, and that kol which was engendered by Shimon is b'kol ram, and therefore he can be yotze. That would be the sheet of whom? Of the Nitziv. And the Nitziv therefore insists that the principle of Shomer Kona operates even with regard to Birchas Kona. The Nitziv says no. The Nitziv says that the requirement of Kol Ram is not in the bracha per se. It's not because otherwise how could the Tzibur hear the bracha and link into it? No. That's the way the Kohen fulfills his obligation. And therefore the Beis HaLevi equates it with Nesias Kapayim and with Parim El Ponim. This is the Tzuras Maisim Mitzvah which defines the Chovas Gavra, the obligation incumbent upon the Kohen is to do this Maisim. If he doesn't do that Maisim, no one can do it for him. And therefore Shomer Kohen won't help. Shomer Kohen helps when the Bracha of the Mevarech can relate to someone else. The Nitziv understands that Kol Ram is a requirement in the Kol and in the Bracha, and therefore Shomer Kohen should operate. Whereas the Beis HaLevi understands that Kol Ram is incumbent upon, it defines the Maisa Bracha of the Kohen. If he is not Mevarech with Kol Ram, he's not a Mevarech. Just like if he doesn't lift up his arms or if he doesn't see the people he's being Mevarech, he is not considered a Mevarech. And therefore the Beis HaLevi concludes that Shomer Ka'ona, a universal principle suspended with regard to Birchas Kohen. If that be the case, then maybe we can defend the Beis HaLevi against the counter-argument, the proof that's induced by the Nitziv from the Gemara Sota with regard to Mikra Bikurim. The Beis HaLevi would say that the halacha of Mikra Bikurim B'Kol Ram has nothing to do with my mitzvah. My mitzvah Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim does not obligate me to do it in a particular way. The reason why I have to do it in that particular way is because otherwise the Kriya is not something that's public in nature, shall we say. The Torah wants that kriya to be a declaration that everyone could hear, you know, a person thanking Hashem for the Adam Shanasatali, the ground that you've given me, and that requires Kol Ram. If someone else recites Mikra Bikur B'Kol Ram, and he has engendered an entity of Mikra Bikur B'Kol Ram, then I could be Yotze with that Mikra Bikurim through Shomea Ka'ona. But in Birchas Kohanim, with the requirement of Shomea of Kol Ram, is incumbent upon the Kohen in terms of the Mice of Mitzvah that he has to implement. He's not considered a Mavarech unless he's Mavarech B'Kol Ram. The fact that someone else is being Mavarech, that bracha, although it can relate to me, but not when there's a requirement of Kol Ram.
There's an intrinsic difference, because by Bikurim, he's not bestowing the bracha upon the community. That's not the purpose of the bracha. He's making a declaration.
Right. He's actually publicizing the fact that the fact that he has first fruits is not coincidental. It's the culmination of a long process in which there was Hashkachat Hashem, there was divine providence, took us out of Mitzrayim, and he gave us the land of Israel, and now we've worked the land, and we've reaped the... That has to be the Kol Ram. It's sort of like a public announcement or a declaration that everyone could hear. As long as someone makes that recitation of Mikra Bikur B'Kol Ram, you could be Yotze Yochiv of Mikra Bikurim through the principle of Shomei Ka'on. In other words, there, the Kol Ram is in, shall we call it the Chefze Shal Kol, in the Kol itself.
May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Is it true that thing, what you said, that the person is a Kohen, but is blind? The thing is, does he have to see people face to face before he can do this, or is it, he can still use his
as long as he's facing them. He doesn't have to actually see them. He can close his eyes, if that's what you mean.
Oh, so they'd be okay then?
Right. But it's got to be in a posture of punim el punim. That he requires.
Unless it's a visible moon.
If there's what? If something is there's a barrier between them?
If it was a visible moon, then he might be possible.
Oh, you might say he might be possible avoda, bichla. Oh, okay. That's a good question. Fine. But let's swing back to Baal Tosef now. The Rambam says that if he recites a fourth bracha, this Kohen, he adds a fourth bracha, he violates Baal Tosef, even if he recites it be lachash. So let's see. According to the Tziv, in order to create a Chefetz Shel bracha, you need Kol Ram. No, he doesn't have Kol Ram in the case of a lachash. So where's the Baal Tosef here? And according to the Shitas Beis HaLevi, where the reason why Kol Ram is required in Birchas Kohanim is because otherwise there's no Maisa Mitzvah. So where's the Baal Tosef if he recites Birchas Kohanim B'Lachash? Maybe according to the Beis HaLevi, it's a little bit easier to swallow this pill, because what the Beis HaLevi is saying is that the bracha is a bracha, but the Kohen hasn't fulfilled his obligation. So since the bracha is a bracha, then the Netziv is arguing that it's not a bracha. I mean, it's not the Kol Ram, it's not a bracha. So where's the Baal Tosef? At least according to the Shita of the Beis HaLevi, I can begin to, it's very difficult, but I can begin to understand the Rambam about Baal Tosef, because although your act of bracha is not a fulfillment of your obligation, but never, because you recited the bracha b'lachash, nevertheless, it is a maisa bracha. Like, it's not a maisa mitzvah, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, but at least it's a bracha, and somehow that bracha incurs a violation of Baal Tosef because it's a fourth bracha. Again, I would have been happier had the Rambam left this out, the whole business, and he would have said that when does the Kohen violate Baal Tosef for the four, adding a fourth bracha, that's only B'Kol Ram, but not B'Lach, but I can't rewrite the text, so I got to suffer with the Rambam's language, you know, with his psalm. Okay, now you have a Ran in Masechta Sanhedrin. Do you have it? It should be the third paragraph on your page. The Ran says that if you add a fifth min into the Aguda, into the Agad itself, you tie it in, then if you hold Lulav Tzarech Agad, you do not violate Baal Tosef. This is a curveball. I mean, this is exactly the opposite of everything we've been saying until now in the Sheet of Tosis here on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that Dafka, if you're like Rabbi Yehuda Luluf Tzarech Agad, then for sure you violate Bal Tosif by adding a min. And paradoxically, the Ran says that if I hold Lulav Tzarech Agad, there is no Bal Tosif. Why is there no Aver of Bal Tosif? Says the Ran, it's Garua Mitchilasa. Very strange language. It's so bad from the outset that therefore it's like taking a branch of an olive tree or taking a pomegranate, she'ein netilasam klu, that the halacha, the Torah, doesn't recognize this netil at all. You know, man decides he's going to take a pen, right? And he's going to designate it for the mitzvah of Vilkatim Lachem. You know, he takes a daf gemara. Yeah, that's nothing. Lo lemitzvah v'lo lavrolov. And the Ran says by equation, if he adds a fifth min into the agad, according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds lulav tzarech agad, it means there's no violation of altosif. Why? Says the Rav, because according to the Ran, if you hold Lulav Tzarech Agad and you add a fifth min to the Agad, you radically change the nature of that Chefza, of that object, which is now made up of an extra min, and they're all Fabundant, they're all tied together. As Memela once is a Psul Chefza, you cannot identify this Chefza as the Chefza of the Dalet Minim that the Torah envisioned, is okay, you passel the Chefza and you won't be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah with it, but at the same time there's no violation of the Iser Bal Tosif. That's what the Ran means when he says Garua Mitchilasa, Garua Viomet. There's no similarity here between your Dalet Minim, or I should say more meticulously, your Chamisha Minim, and the Torah's Ulekatem Lachem Arbasa Minim. You have radically alter the object of the mitzvah in such a way that, you know, it's like taking a pen or taking a, you know, he takes his pomegranate and he says, okay, I'm going to designate this for the mitzvah of Esrog. There's no Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif requires a certain similarity to the original mitzvah. And therefore, according to Yehuda, Lulav Tzarech Agad, the fifth min combined and integrated to the other four is not a Chefza Shel Mitzvah. Of course, you cannot obtain a Kiyuma Mitzvah when you take these five Minim, but at the same time, you don't violate Bal Tosif. And here, if you'll take a look towards the end of the paragraph that starts Kasav Aran, there are Iser Bal Tosif Chal. This violation applies Dafka V'Hosafa Al Maisa Mitzvah. You've got to somehow add another min or jack up the number that the Torah requires for that Maisa Mitzvah within the context of a Maisa Mitzvah. You've now done a Maisa Mitzvah with five minim instead of four, or you've done a Maisa Birchas Kohanim with four brachas instead of three, or tzitzis with five tzitzios instead of four, or tefillin with an extra bias. Avolo b'li Maisa Mitzvah klal. But if what you take into your hands, in this case five minim in an agad, according to Lulav Tzarech Agad, that's not a Maisa Mitzvah at all. Why? Because the Gara Mitchilasa means the Chefza Shel Mitzvah is not identical, and not to be identified, I should say, with the Chefza Shel Mitzvah that the Torah envisioned, is therefore Enkar Maisa Mitzvah, and if there's no Maisa Mitzvah, there's no violation of the Iser of Bal Tosif. But all this is good according to the Shita of the Ran, but I don't see any relationship here, anything in the text here that addresses the Shita of Tosis. Again, according to the Shita of Tosis, according to Rabbi Yehuda Lulav Tzarech Agad, Adarabba, that surely is a violation of Bal Tosif. So why not say that the Chefza Shel Mitzvah, according to Yehuda, has been altered, and it's not the Chefza Shel Mitzvah which the Torah recognizes for the Mitzvah of Lekatem Lachem, and therefore there's no violation of Bal Tosif. There's no Chefza Shel Mitzvah, therefore there's no Maisa Mitzvah. Why is adding a fifth min, according to Shitas HaTosfos, and tying it together with the other meaning, incur a violation of Al-Tosef. In other words, we're going to take the Hezbir that we gave for the Ran and turn it into a Kasha on Tosfos. So it seems to me, with Yanni's deity, that the same Mahalach that we said in the Rambam for Birchas Konim, Bibracha, Nosefes, Bilachash should apply here in Tosfos. Meaning that even though Bilachash means that the Kohen has not discharged his duty, and even though technically that doesn't qualify as a Maisa Mitzvah Birchas Konim because he did it Bilachash, nevertheless the Rambam insists there is a violation of Al-Tosef. And perhaps according to the Rambam, we have to define the Maisa in its nitty-gritty state, in its raw state, and the Maisa as the Torah envisions it, with a Chal Hashem Maisa Mitzvah L'chol Dineh. Says the Rambam, that adding another bracha, even Balachash, although it doesn't qualify as a Maisa Mitzvah, to make the Kohen into a Mevarech, because it doesn't have a Kol Ram, but nevertheless it is a Maisa Bracha. It's not a Maisa Mitzvah, but it's a Maisa Bracha. Meaning, in the nitty-gritty form, it is an act of being Mevarech. The fact that it's Balachash, the Torah disqualifies as far as the Kohen is concerned for him to fulfill his obligation, but it's undeniably a Maisa Bracha. Here too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you add a fifth min into the Agad, even though you upset the Chefzer Shal Mitzvah and you disqualify it, but nevertheless, that Netila, when you take five minim simultaneously in an agad, is certainly a Maisa Netila. And if it's a Maisa Netila, although it's lacking in the Kiyuma Mitzvah, because the Torah says you cannot obtain your Kiyuma Mitzvah with five minim, you can only obtain your Kiyuma Mitzvah with four minim, I'm going to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Lulav Tzark Agad, nevertheless, you violate Bal Tosef insofar as you took five minim together in one netila. I would add another condition. Not only did you take five minim in one netila, but what did you have in mind? You had a kavanah l'shem mitzvah. So you're altering the mitzvah the way the Torah envisioned it by adding a fifth min, and that fifth min is integrated into that very act of netila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to analyze and investigate what would be according to Chachamim. Would there be a violation of Al-Tosef? And Tosef says yes, but you don't upset the mitzvah. That's fine, because as you always say, Yesh Bechal Masayim, one of the other four minim are unaffected. There's no contamination of or disqualification of the other four min, but adding the fifth min is a violation of Al-Tosef, even according to the Chacham, because you did a netila of five minim. What if you added it into the agad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Luv Tzarech Agad? Is the Ran maintains, therefore, that it's Garua Mitchila, so there's no violation of Al-Tosef, because the Chefzer Shel Mitzvah is completely null and void. But Tosis would say no, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a violation of Al-Tosef, because although the Chefzer Shel Mitzvah is not the way the Torah envisioned it, nevertheless the Maisa Netila as a dry cut Maisa Netila is identical to Netila's Dalet Minim, but here you added a fifth min, and therefore you violate Al-Tosef. That's what I would say. Now, do you have a paragraph that starts Vehine Be'inyan? You see it on the bottom of your page one.
Yeah.
So let's go over the three opinions in Rishonim. We'll make a sort of a summary. As far as the Chachamim Shita is concerned, Hai Lechudei Kai, Vai Lechudei Kai, do you violate Bal Tosef? So first and foremost, we mentioned the Shita of Tosef, that you violate Bal Tosef. You have not undermined the Chefzer Shel Mitzvah and vitiated it, therefore you do obtain the Mitzvah of Lekachtem. We have a very paradoxical situation here, as described by our Tosef here on Lamed Aleph and Beis, that on the one hand, you fulfill the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim, and yet on the other hand, you violate Bal Tosef. And there's no contradiction between the two. The Rambam Shita is that once you take a fifth min, not only do you violate Bal Tosef, but you also disqualify your mitzvah. And even if I hold Hai Lechudei Kai for Hai Lechudei Kai, Nevertheless, the Rambam says that that a hosafa, that addition of a fifth min, is prohibited under the law of Bal Tosaf. So again, the nafkamina between the Rambam and Tosfos, according to the Chachamim who hold high lechudekai by lechudekai, is whether or not there's a violation. I'm sorry, is whether or not there is a disqualification of the mitzvah. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah is disqualified, even though high lechudekai by lechudekai, the Rambam sees a relationship between the fifth min and the other four, such that you engender the violation of Al-Tosif. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that although you violate Baltosif, but I'm not willing to accept the Rambam's extension. The Rambam says that beyond the violation of Baltosif, there's a psul in the mitzvah itself, which undermines the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Tosfos is not willing to accept that. You violate Baltosif, but you do achieve the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And there's a third sheet, and that's Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin. He holds that adding a fifth min is not a violation of Baltosif on a Doraisa level, it's only a violation of Baltosif on a Darabonon level. Darabonon see it as something similar to Baltosif insofar as you jacked up the number from 4 to 5 and added a fifth min, but it's not technically a violation of Baltosif because for some reason that fifth min remains external to your Netilas Lulav. And we'll have to see exactly why. So on the bottom of your page 1, but I don't know if it came out in the photocopy, do you see it?
Yes, four lines.
Oh, so you do see it. Ayin Tosfos Lahalon Daflam and Dalinam and Beis Dibra Masil Shetehe. So let's open up to that Tosfos for a minute. And we're interested in the second half of that Tosfos. It's about 8 lines down from the top. Tosfos says, "Avol yeshlo ein ma'akvin," that if he has all 4 minim, then that's not ma'akiv. What does it mean? That's not ma'akiv. It means if he only took 3 out of the 4, that's not a mitzvah. Pirish bahag bal alochas gedolos ein ma'akvin delo tema adam gagbilahu bahadi adadi. Ein ma'akvin means that you don't require one single netila of all 4 minim. Ela I magbi kol chad v'chad l'chudei, even if he takes each one of the 4 minim separately. Shapir dummy, he fulfills his obligation of a lekachtem lachem to kaimalon because we pass in like the chachamim lulav ein tzarech agat. So again, according to the sheet sabag, you have to have all 4 minim, and you certainly have to be no till all 4 minim. That's undeniable. Let's mind the poem. But do you have to take all 4 together? Since we pass in like chachamim hay lechudekai lechudekai lulav ein tzarech agat, therefore you can take each one of the 4 minim separately. It sort of like reminds you of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Teshach Kolos, that you can hear 9 blasts of the shofar during the course of the entire day, and you yotze your mitzvah. They don't have to be all together. So it comes out, according to the Bahag, that you don't have to take all 4 minim of asachas. V'tema, however, Tosfos rejects the Bahag. Tema u'lomakev, the came of the kula mitzvah achas. It's all one mitzvah of lekachtem lachem. I would say that mitzvah achas here means maisa mitzvah achas. Is hech yo ilu bazecher ze? And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam comes to the conclusion you have to take all 4 minim bevasachas together at the same time. So, Rabosa, I think the key concept here that we should mention is the concept of tziruf. Does anybody know what I mean by tziruf?
Continuous, without a break. Or
okay, sometimes it means continuous.
Consecutive.
Here, what I mean by tziruf in this context is a merger relationship. We need to merge certain things. You need to mitzarif them, the many into the one. And here's the question, when the Torah obligates me to take dalet minim, is there a merger of these dalet minim? Meaning, is the Torah assuming a requirement, a condition of tziruf? Well, no. The Torah says, take four minim. Each min you take separately. Your mitzvah is to take a lulav, your mitzvah is to take an esrog, to take a hadas, to take a rubbish. It's not, there's no tzirifi. And that really lies at the heart of the machlokas between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. In the Bahag's opinion, is there a requirement of tziruf in Dalad Min? The Bahag says that you can take all four separately, you don't have to take them together. There's no din of tziruf. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam insists that L'kachta B'lchem is one mitzvah to take the four minim, there's got to be a tziruf between the four minim. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam maintains that unless you take all four minim together basacha simultaneously, you have not discharged your duty, you have not obtained the kiyum mitzvah of ulukach and luch. Let's analyze now how that machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag would impact on Baal Tosef. When a person adds a fifth min, does he violate Baal Tosef? Let's go through the three shitas. According to the Tosis in Sanhedrin, the Baal Tosef here is only Durabbana. On Daraisa level, there's no Baal Tosef. Why not? What happened to Baal Tosef? He added a fifth min. I mean, according to the Rambam, and according to Tosis here in Sukkah, both agree, the Rambam and Tosis, one of those rare cases where the Rambam and Tosis agree, he violates Baal Tosef. The machlok is going to be whether he obtains the Kiyum HaMitzvah or not. But he took a fifth min together with the other four minim. We're going like the Chachamim, Ha'ilechudekai, Ha'ilechudekai. Comes along Tosis in Sanhedrin, Pili Ploim, and he says, you don't violate Baal Tosef. Why not? Which shita, I'll give you two choices, and it's a 50% chance you'll get the right answer, would make more sense, according to Tosis in Sanhedrin, that there's no Baal Tosef. Would it be the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who requires taking all four minim together, which is predicated on what concept, what requirement? Everyone. Tziruf. Or the shita of the Bahag, that basically, there's no din of tziruf, and you're taking each min unto itself. Which of those two shitas would lead me to the conclusion that Tosis and Sanhedrin is 100% correct? There's no Baal Tosef when you add a fifth min. The Bahag, for sure. Because the Bahag is basically saying that each min you take unto itself. The fact that you decided to take them all together, okay, we'll give you a bracha for that. You know, you go to the Rebbe, he'll give you a bracha. But that's not a halachic requirement. Al pi din, the Torah requires l'kachem l'chem, number one, creates hadar, number two, arabis, and number three, this. Each one of the minim has a separate netilah. The fact that you added a fifth min does not in any way relate or impact on the netilah of all the other four minim. You took them all together simultaneously, that's irrelevant. There's no din of tziruf. The halacha doesn't require tziruf, and therefore doesn't recognize tziruf. So you can do whatever you want and tie them together with the strongest iron band. There's still four different etilos of four different meaning. There's no tziruf. Masha Eken Tosfos and the Rambam, who say that there's Baal Tosef by adding a fifth min, they're looking at all the minim as one tziruf. Because they maintain, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to take all four minim together. And Rabosa, I think if this be the case, then maybe perhaps we could shed a light on a different Rambam. Let's look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav of Hilchos Lulav. And the Rambam says the following. The Rambam, and you're going to tell me whether he holds like the Bahag that you have to take all four together, or he holds like a Rabbeinu Tam that there's no din of tziruf at all. The Rambam says, "Im lo ogdon v'notlan echad echad yotza." This is Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. I don't know if it's on your page, and I don't remember. Okay, you listening? Im lo ogdon v'notlan echad echad yatsa. Who does that sound like? Again, the Bahag is the one who says you can take all four of them separately, correct? Against Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rambam says, im lo ogdon v'notlan echad echad, one by one, yatsa. That's the Bahag, correct? But listen to the next five words in the Rambam. V'hu, which means Rabbi's adding a condition. Sheyu arbasam mitsuyim etzlo. Where are the four meaning?
They're
lying on the table in front of you. That sounds like who? Like Rabbi Yitam. What does Rabbi Yitam require?
Siruf.
So on the one hand, the Rambam says there has to be a mitzarif. And Rabbi Yitam is correct. But the Rambam took this concept of a mitzarif in a different vein. The halach of mitzarif, not like Rabbi Yitam that requires you to take them all in one netila, but they all have to be mitzuyin etzlo. If they're all in front of you, for example, let's say I take a lulav. That's all I have. An hour later, yo, you come to me with aravos. And then Harvey comes to me with adasim. And then Avi comes to me with an esrog. It's wonderful. The Rambam says, I'm not yotzi. The Rambam says they have to be mitzuyim etzel. There's got to be a mitzarif. It's not four separate netilos. Again, what achieves this tziruf according to the Rambam? I don't have to go so far as requiring that I took all four meaning together simultaneously, basachas, but they ought to be laying in front of me. And then lamaisa, in the implementation of the mitzvah, I can do four different lekichos, but it's all considered one lekicha. Is Mamela Rabosa, if the Rambam is on Rabbeinu Tam's radar screen, and there's halacha v'lekachtem lechem to be mitzarif all the four minim, albeit not as far as Rabbeinu Tam goes, but at least you mitzuyim etzel, but there is a requirement of mitzarif, then how is that going to impact on Baal Tosif if I add a fifth min? There will be a violation of Baal Tosif according to the Rambam. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We explain Tosif and Sanhedrin, who says that there's no Baal Tosif if you add a fifth min, because Tosif and Sanhedrin reflects the Svara, the structure and the framework of the Bahag. That the Bahag says that there's no din of tziruf, and therefore the fifth min is not related to the other four min.
So
even if he took it together, but conceptually there's no relationship.
So even though it's a violation of Baal Tosif, it's not, it doesn't impact on the mitzvah.
That's Tosas Shita here in Sukkah. Exactly. When I'm mentioning the Bahag, Tosas on Daf Lamed Dalet Beis quotes the Bahag that if you take a fifth min, you don't violate Baal Tosif. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Luv Tzarch Agad, do you violate Baal Tosif. Any Sukkah Baal Tosif, according to the Bahag, any Sugya of Baal Tosif according to Tosis and Sanhedrin, I'm jumping the gun when I mention the Bahag, is Dafka Libid Rabbi Yehuda Ol Zluv Tzarech Agad, and now it's Mitzurif to the other four meaning via the Halach of Agad. But according to Chacham, there is no Halach of Agad, there's no Tziruf, and the fifth min always remains independent, separate, and alien, disconnected from the other four meaning. There's no violation of Baal Tosif. So we explain that the assumption that Tosif and Sanhedrin is operating with is that there's no din of tziruf. That the four meaning are each separate, each netila relates to its min respectively and independent of the other meaning. And therefore the fifth min is completely out of the picture. It's out of the pale. And therefore there's no Baal Tosif on a Doraisa left. That's Tosif and Sanhedrin. So it makes sense that Tosif and Sanhedrin is combined, connected to the Bahag. The Rama, on the other hand, says that if you take a fifth min, you violate Baal Tosif, even though the Ram Paskins, like the Chachamim Luluvetzer Chagid, high Luchudikai, high Luchudikai, you violate Baal Tosif, and you're not even Yotzin the Mitzvah. That's a different Plugta. But anyway, according to the Rama, you violate Baal Tosif. The way we're structuring it, why would the Rama assume that adding a fifth min is Baal Tosif? After all, the Chachamim hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Agad, let the fifth min remain outside, we'll throw him outside, we'll kick him out of the room, he'll be outside the door, even if he knocks loudly and wants to get in, we're not going to let him in. So therefore there's no Baal Tosif. Why does Rambam say, no, there is Baal Tosif? It must be the Rambam is operating with what halacha, what concept? Tziruf. If the Rambam is operating with Tziruf, then he belongs to the camp of Rabbeinu Tam against the Bahag. Just the Rambam doesn't go as far as Rabbeinu Tam in requiring to achieve Tziruf that you take all four Bavasachas, but he has to have all four Mitzuyim Etzlo. And that's how he achieves, then the catalyst or the agent by which I achieve Tziruf according to the Rambam is Mitzuyim Etzlo. Once I have a luck of Tziruf, I understand very well why the Rambam holds it as a violation of Baal Tosif when he takes a fifth. Right now, I'm going to turn to the next page of your Yomar Makomos page, and you have the Ritva. You have the Ritva on the top page 2. So the Ritva says, One second, where's my copy of the Ritva? Can't find it. Oh, here it is. The Ritva says the following. Mori, not Shei Rachmanu Parke. I don't know, we have a Ritva here? With footnotes? Okay, so look up the footnotes. I think he's referring to the Ramban, but I'm not sure. That's what the footnotes will fit in. B'shem Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal. Ah, so it could be, I don't know, it could be that Mori, not Shei Rachmanu Parke, is a reference to the Ramban in the name of the Rimigash. I don't know, you have to, I didn't get a chance to research that. In any event, call Hecha Damrinan Hai Lechudei Koi V'Hai Lechudei Koi Leka Mishum Bal Tosef. So whose Shita should we be identifying with now? Tosef and Sanhedrin, right? Tosef and Sanhedrin holds that on a Daraisa level at least there's no Bal Tosef by adding another Min. Correct? By adding another Min. Just give me a minute here. And Tosfos says that Umasha Amru, we'll fast forward a line, Masha Amru to line 3, Bekoin Sha'ol Duchu Mahosif Achas Mishal Sha'over Mishum Baal Tosif. If a Kohen adds a fourth bracha, he violates Baal Tosif. Wait a minute, we just finished saying if you add a fifth min, you do not violate Baal Tosif. Why? Because Ha'ilichu Dekoi V'Ha'ilichu Dekoi. That was the opening line in this Ritva. Why not say the same thing with regard to Birchas Kohanim? Kol Bracha U'Bracha B'Lichu Dekaima. Each Bracha stands alone, independent of the other Bracha. What's that called in our language? What requirement, what concept is he dropping?
Tziruf.
There's no Tziruf. Each bracha is a separate bracha. There's a ma'aseh bracha on each one of the three brachas. No, if that be the case, when he adds a fourth bracha, it's not mitzvah to the other three. There's no Baal Tosef. Identical to what we saw in the fifth min, where since we hold, like the Bahag, that there's no din of a mitzareh, if the fifth min is separate, we leave it outdoors, and there's no Baal Tosef. Zog the Ritva, shiny hasam. Birchas Kohanim is different. And why is that? Shetzarich Prisas Kapayim. He's got his hands up. And he's got his hands up not just for the first three brachas, but he maintains his hands up in the air for what? For the fourth bracha as well. V'kevan shehakol osem Prisas Kapayim, even the fourth bracha, he recited in that state of Prisas Kapayim. Havile Kilulov de Rabbi Yehuda Shutzarech Agat. Where is the Mitzaref of the fifth min to incur a violation of Al Tosif? In the Agat according to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass, and that's the opening line. Hai Lechudika, Hai Lechudika, like Chachom, you don't require Agat. And therefore we drop the requirement of a mitzarev, and therefore the fifth min is not integrated, it's not mitzuv to the other four min, there's no violation of Baal Tosef. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he adds a fifth min into the Agad, he violates Baal Tosef because there's a mitzarev. Says the Ritva, even though we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda in Birchas Kohen, I'm sorry, in Lulav, which means that we reject Rabbi Yehuda's Mitzaref. There is no Mitzaref in the fifth min, or in any of the minim. And let's introduce the Bahag over here, that you can take all four minim b'zecher zeh. But we do accept the concept of Mahad, of the application of the concept of Mitzaref with regard to Perchas Kohanim. And what agent serves as the Mitzaref? What integrates the other, the fourth bracha into the other three? Prisas Kapayim. Fascinating introduction of a new principle according to the Ritva. We must in Baal Tosef add to the mitzvah in a way that addition, that add-on, is mitzurif to the other number of items. Now the Gemara establishes later on that if you sit in Sukkah on the eighth day, then you violate Baal Tosef. Did you know that? I mean, the various minhagim as to whether or not we do that. For example, the Litvakas mostly say Kiddush in the Sukkah on the eighth day, and then they go, and Chutzah, that's what I'm talking about, and then they go into the house. So that's a halvatzar. In Chabad, the meaning is that we go into the house for the eighth day, we don't even bother making Kiddush in the Sukkah. which is against the Gemara, but okay. There are many answers for that minute Chavah. The most likely answer is that we want to avoid Baal Tosef. Either Gemara says that sitting in Sukkah on the 8th day is not Baal Tosef. That's because of Sfeik in the Yoma. But today that we don't have Sfeik in the Yoma, it's very hard to assume. Like, for example, Chabad has its roots in Russia. You know, where it gets freezing cold, even Sukkot's time. Whether it's White Russia, or whether it's the Ukraine, or whether it's Leningrad, and all these places where Chabad was well entrenched, it was freezing. And my father came from a town which was cooler than Lubavitch. It was all Chassidic Chabad. And my father said that in Sukkot's time, it was freezing where he came from. In fact, my father's named after his uncle, I think I once mentioned this, who died because he was frozen to death. So in such a climate to say, well, you know what, I'm sitting in Sukkah on the 8th day, but it's not really because I love, because of the midst of Sukkah, it's like I love the Sukkah, that's called Sukkos HaRevel. It's very hard to say that in the freezing, anyway, that's the... So the bottom line is that if you sit in Sukkah according to the Gemara on the 8th day, you violate Baal Tosef. Now the Ritva says you can only violate Baal Tosef when you add to the min, to the number, with what? With a tziruf, correct? In the case of adding a fifth min in lulav, what's the mitzaref that could incur in that it could generate Baal Tosef? It's agad according to Rabbi Yehuda. In the case of Birchas Kohanim, what engenders the mitzaref? Together the priestess Yadayim. What about the 8th day of Sukkot? Where's the mitzaref? So he says the following. He says that since there's no hefsek, he sits in the sukkah, kol ayomim ritzufim vein hefsek beinayim. Now see, consecutively, now the concepts that you were mentioning before become very relevant. He never dropped out of the sukkah. Any meal he ate for the last 7 days, he ate in the sukkah. What does he do on the 8th day? He eats in the sukkah. He's mitzarif. The continuity itself is mitzarif. You see, in the case of Birchas Kohanim, it's very difficult to say the continuity would be mitzarif. You need the tsuras, nesias kapayim to make it into a tzif. It's all b'maimad echad, so to speak. In the case of lulav, you need the agad according to Yehuda to achieve the mitzarif. That is what engenders Baal Tosef.
Rabbi, I know there's a machlokus about whether mitzvahs need kavanah or not. Let's say someone had been no kavanah to
right, or he had negative kavanah.
You owe the Baal Tosef?
I don't think so. Because in such a case, he's defining it, he's uprooting its status as a maisa mitzvah. So, for example, there's a famous sugya of an Erevin, I think it's Sadi Zion, in which the Gemara wants to know what happens if tefillin were left out in the wild. They were left out in the shuk. Now, we don't do that with tefillin. So the question is, it's Shabbos and there's no Eruv. How does he get the tefillin back into his house? The mitzvah Shmiras Kedushas tefillin.
Put them on.
So he could wear them. But what if he has two pairs? So one man never says he has to go back and forth. And the other man never is not happy with that because, you know, the mitzvah of Shmiras tefillin is urgent. We don't want to have to make two trips. In the meantime, who knows what's going to happen to the tefillin? You could wear both at the same time. So the Gemara explains, because since he doesn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah tefillin, he's only carrying his tefillin by wearing them, because otherwise if he doesn't wear them, he violates the malach of hotzah. Therefore, he doesn't violate Baal Tosef. So that's a sugya about whether mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, ain't tzrichas kavanah, and how it impacts on Baal Tosef. So if you look at my writings here, my chicken scratch on page 2, I wanted to know what happens with the first 3 brachos. The Kohen got up and he made 4 brachos. When he gets to the 4th bracha, he violates Baal Tosef, says the Ritva, because he's still in the status of, in the state of Nesias Kapayim, and he has a mitzaref. Or, for example, he sleeps in the Sukkah on the 8th day, and there's a mitzaref. And therefore, he violates Baal Tosef. And we can talk about Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Ritva, Luv Tzarech Agad, and he adds a 5th. Correct? So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand very well that he's not Yotzei his mitzvah. Not only does he violate Baal Tosef, he incurs that of error, he also upsets the mitzvah because now he's got a different Chavetz Shalom mitzvah, as we discussed. But in the case of Birchas Kohanim, it's very difficult for me to postulate that he has a different Chavetz Shalom mitzvah. He made the 3 brachas.
So what do you want from him? Okay, he violates Bal Tosa. Bad boy, give him pach. He added a fourth bracha. But what about the first three brachos? Is there anything to upset the first three brachos?
Siruf.
Exactly. Beautiful. And Avi's 100% right. Since the Ritva is operating within the context of the concept of Tziruf, in Dalabinim he's only willing to accept Tziruf according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the Lutzar Haga, but nevertheless, conceptually, he belongs to the camp of Rabbeinu Tam, that you need a Mitzarif, and that Mitzarif, when it exists, is going to engender the violation of Al-Tosif, then it's God Shaykh, we could possibly entertain. Again, I'm not out here to possible mitzvahs, you know. We have obviously sort of one of Ed mitzvahs. But here, I'm inclined to think that he completely disqualifies his mitzvah because now he's got one unit, one entity of four brachos. How do I know he has one entity of four brachos? Because the Ritva says he violates what? Bal Tosef, and yet the Ritva requires what in order to be violate Bal Tosef? A Mitzaret. It means the Ritva sews together all four brachos into one entity. Once you've sewn that all together and you violate Bal Tosef, you may have in fact completely vitiated the first three brachos, because now there's one entity, we'll call one Maisa Bracha, one Cheftshel Bracha, made up of four different brachos. Again, you and I would have said each bracha is lechud, and that was the Ritva's Havamina. And therefore he didn't understand. Just like Koy Chachov, you had a fifth min, you don't violate Bal Tosef, because Luvain Zorchaga, Hai Lechudikai, Lechudikai. Why not apply the same logic to Birchas Kohen and say the fourth bracha, Hai Lechudikai, remains outside the door? But in the Maskana, the Ritva says, no, there's a Mitzarev in the case of the fourth bracha. What's the Mitzarev? Priestess Kavayim. Knew if there's a Mitzarev, the Ritva is now... is now creating in front of our eyes an entity of four brachos. That was his Birchas Kohen, made up of four brachos. It's an indivisible entity. If that be the case, then I would say that he undermines the first three brachos as well.
So he
loses
a mitzvah for sleeping in the sukkah for the rest of the
sukkah.
Exactly.
Is the Mela comes out if you sleep in the sukkah on the eighth day, then you undermine the first 7 days of Yeshiva B'sukkah. Because the Ritva is postulating a mitzarif. Or right, the Ritva says when you sleep in sukkah on the eighth day, you violate Bal Tosef. What's the Mitzarev says the Ritva? Ritzif was Beli Hefsek, which is a Pella of a Kiddush, but he says, since I never checked out, I never packed out of my Sukkah, it's all one. Is therefore I violate Bal Tosef? Would that be the case? Then my whole Yeshiva of 7 days is one entity.
So why do you make a separate
broker? Oh, beautiful. You took the words right out of my mouth. Excellent. According to the Ritva, and don't quote me on this, because I'll be in big trouble. We should be making one bracha al yeshiva v'sukkah for the entire period of 7 days. I once heard from the Rav Zichron Levracha, he said that the Hallel that we recite on the first day of Pesach is chal for all 7 days. So you make one Hallel, but the Hallel is related to all 7 days. That's what the Rav wanted to say, because the Gemara says you only say Hallel on the first day of Pesach, not the balance of the 6 days. Our minig is to recite Chatzi Hallel, but anyway, the Gemara in Erech Mikra didn't. So in any event, this is really what? That if a person sleeps in Sukkah on the eighth day, he upsets the first 7 days because it's all one indivisible entity of Yeshiva B'Sukkah for 8 days. And finally, Rav Osser, we'll finish this up because I want to make a siyum this week on Bal Tosef, even though there's so much more. What happens if you add the same min? You add another luv. So he takes two luvim, Tosef Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amud Beis, says at the end of the dibur, he does not violate Bal Tosef. And basically, Tosef is saying it's a chazara. It's like a person takes talad minim and then he takes it again. Person eats a kezayis matzah, then he eats another kezayis matzah. Person blows so many kolos of shofar, he was yotzi, and then he blows another set of shofars. He doesn't violate Bal Tosef, it's a chazor ala mitzvah. Chazor ala mitzvah is not Bal Tosef. But the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin that if you take two lulavim, if you take an extra aravo, if you take an extra esro, you violate Bal Tosef. The only exception he has is hadassin, which has to be understood. So Bishleim, according to the Shitas HaRambam, I understand, because Bal Tosef means within the same mitzvah. In other words, if you're doing a chazara on the mitzvah, the Rambam says that's not Bal Tosef, because you're just performing the mitzvah again. But here he added the fifth min, or the extra lulav, or the extra esrog, the extra rava, within the same netilah. And therefore, says the Rambam, it's not like chazora, and he violates Baal Tosfos. The Pella is Shitas HaTosfos. HaTosfos holds that adding another lulav is not Baal Tosfos because he's just repeating the mitzvah. What do you mean he's repeating the mitzvah? He's not repeating the mitzvah, for God's sake. See, it's all part of the same mitzvah. He only did one netilah, but he grabbed together two lulavim. Why is that not Baal Tosfos? That's the Pella that I can't understand. Anybody want to say anything? I mean, this year is officially over, but I just, you know, you can go. But I just, this is what I got so stuck
in. He's altering the mitzvah. He's taking away.
So why is there no Baal Tosfos? What's the difference between adding a fifth min or taking another lulav? Tosfos says if he adds a fifth min, he violates Baal Tosfos. He takes an extra lulav, he's just repeating the mitzvah. What do you mean he's repeating the mitzvah? That's that. You gotta be foolish to say such a thing. Who can you sell such luxury Google to? He's repeating the mitzvah? Pardon me. He did the mitzvah only once. There's no chazari here. You want to ditto the mitzvah and duplicate it. You want to clone your mitzvah? Fine, go ahead and do it. Maybe in the case of matzah, you even enhance your mitzvah. But if this case, he's not cloning his mitzvah. He's not starting from scratch with another netilah. It's the same netilah, but he took two lulavim. Isn't that a classical Baal Tosfos? The Torah requires one lulav, two arabas. He took three arabas.
Somebody puts on two pairs of tefillin simultaneously.
He should violate Baal Tosfos.
Right, exactly.
Unless he's doing with a different kavana, as Rabbi Postin said before. Right. He didn't have in mind this, and he's doing it for that reason. And, you know, you wear a bed of Tom's tefillin and Rashi's, and you don't know which one of the will the real set of tefillin please stand up. You know?
No, it's not. The Chatzis Shal Mitzvah doesn't change with two lulavim and two tefillin. The Chatzis Shal Mitzvah doesn't become a Chatzis Shal Aveira. It becomes a Chatzis Shal Aveira if you do something to it. I don't know. Put a parachute inside. Do something.
No, but okay. Diminished.
Well, let me think about it. I don't know. It doesn't occur to me.
We keep going back to that same
Yerushalmi. But how do you diminish it? Even though you might it looks like you're enhancing it, aren't you really diminishing it by adding something? Because you're taking.
That's why I thought there should be a violation of Baal Tosfos. The Rambam says for a second lulu you violate Baal Tosfos. I don't know. It's very strange. Very strange.
You're saying when you alter the Chetzer Shal Mitzvah, it is a violation.
Right.
A while ago.
Right. But again, when you say alter the Chetzer Shal Mitzvah, I mean all the cases that we had about Tosef is where you add to the number of the mitzvah.
Adding to the number is not altering the actual unit itself.
And yet you violate Baal Tosfos. So that's what I'm saying. And altering the numbers itself, the essence, the kishkas of Baal Tosfos. You wear two pairs of tefillin, you violate Baal Tosfos.
If it says take one lulav, and you take two, you are
that should be
not
Baal Tosfos. So you're with me on the Rambam's page, but Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That this is not Shtei Pa'anim. You know, I understand.
Sequentially versus simultaneously.
Correct. Tosfos in Sanhedrin is talking about simultaneously. You want to repeat the mitzvah over and over again? Tov Alecha Brocha. I'll give you my askama for that. If you feel compelled to do so, you're so attached to the mitzvah, you want to do it again and again and again. But when you change the and you alter the ma'aseh mitzvah in one single mitzvah simultaneously, that is Baal Tosfos, right, my friends. You've added to the number of the Torah. The Torah requires two arabas, so you decide, no, I'm better than the Torah, I'm going to take three. That's a violation of Baal Tosfos. Says Tosfos, no. It's min bimino, and there's no Baal Tosfos.
But not by Hadassah, right?
Hadassah, even the Rambam agrees, is not Baal Tosfos. Have you seen the Yemenites? They take, I don't know what number.
The Baruch Rebbe used to have a bouquet.
Yeah. I mean, they have a certain number. I don't remember what it is. They have some Kabbalistic.
That's all you saw was the Hadassah. I mean, you had your up with it.
Yeah, it's a lot. They got a whole bunch.
So also,
it looks like 72.
So also, sometimes Hindu can be mistranslated as Baal Tosfos sometimes.
You gotta be careful. You decide you want to take a double list. Again, I don't care if you double the mitzvah. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, you want to do it again and again. But to integrate it all in one mice mitzvah, that should be Baal Tosfos. The Rambam is right logically. Tosfos must be coming up with some new perspective here. Why are we taking a second lulav simultaneously with the first is not Baal Tosfos? I don't know. Correct, no, but I'm asking why is that so?
It's logical if you took a different yid. That's logical. It's more, no, it's in other words.
No, I'm saying all the cases that we have about Tosif is where you add to the number. Instead of 7 days, you sit for 8 days. Instead of one pair of tefillin or one bias, you have two batim. If instead of taking, what other examples do we have? Just to give you a cool example. Yeah, you want to put two mezuzahs on your door. That would be maltosif.
Okay, so we don't understand.
Put five tzitzios.
So we don't understand Tosif's thinking here. With the
why is two lulav different than five tzitzios? That's what I'm asking. Or two pairs.
That's baffling. It's baffling.
All right, we'll come back maybe. I want to make a seer on maltosif. All right, we don't want to. All right, so next week, Mr. Chen, we have a lulav shel Asherah. I know it's July already, but we're still pushing it.
It's
Tammuz, you know, we're still pushing it. Tomorrow night we have a special program. If you want to take the flyer, the announcement, if you can make it, yeah. All right. Cool.